so never halting day or night. Our life is constantly going away from us. So this is something, although we have this kind of perception that we will remain forever, we don't even remain for a moment. So the years go past in months, and those months pass in weeks, and those weeks are eaten up by days, and so on down to every moment we are unable to remain. So not even for a minute or a moment can we remain. And so this precious human life that we have is something that we should recognize the value of, and also recognize that it is constantly slipping away from us. So it would be okay if, say, we were able to add to the span of our life, if there was something that we could do to actually add on to that. But this isn't something that we're able to do. We're constantly having our life drained away. And in the end, we definitely have to die. As it said in the foundation of all good qualities that we recited, that we should recall that we quickly have to die. There's no way that we can remain forever. And so recalling death, we then sort of take advantage of the situation that we have. As it says here, how can there not be death for some for such as me? That's definitely what we are facing in the end.
Oh ya ta tinde inzan tini miten ba yina ten de miten ba yina ta ani ta garchigu yores na ta de miten ba yina garchigu res ta mi jiwi tama chiwa sie de dije gi cheni ro wa jiwi tama chiwa dubi tama chawa Tā māngbō yōr, tā kāngtār jā, dūbī tāma chāwa, jīwī tāma chīwa. Kāntī jī nē, zīxīng mī nā rē, sōtā dēmbā yī nā rē, sōtā mī dēmbā, kāngtār jā, jīwī tāma lā jīgbō. Tī dū jē kī chēnī yīn zāng, tā jīg cāwī jē lā, tā mī jī lā chā shābā yī nā, jīwī tāma chīwa lā. Ānī chīwī jē lā, ānī kārē rē, kāntī jī yōng rē, sīdī zāmbā tī nī, chīwī jē lā, nē dāng kāntī chā kī rē, sīdī zāmbā tā. Tā sōtān tēnbī rīk, tā sōtān mī tēnbī rīk, nī yōrā kēvī tāma jīk bātēlā sō. Tā sōkchā kī rīk, sēmdēngī rīk, tā nāmshē kī rīk, nāmshē tāng tēnbī rīk jī yōrā, tā kāngsā nāmshī ngā tō sōtēngī rīk jī. Tī tō kēvī tāma lā, tā kārī chī kī rē sī tī, chī vī tāma lā, ānī sēmē nāmshī tēmē chā yā yōng. Simdengi rite, ani jikbi tamala, shibi tamala, seme na shingi teme chaye yomare. Karesina, ta simgi gyun siye jiru, simgi gyun tongma meba ne, ma yon yon di zamba, ani simgi gyun de, ta tongma ya yomare, tama ya yomare, ta simgi gyun la, tongmi ta yomare, tami ta yomare. Odi, ta simgi gyun de, chima la dhoti zamba, chimi ane semgi gyun la tene ane semgi gyun dhoti zamba teta nyamdu ane gundro semjung gundro tsowa dushie siye zi yoyo marwa tsowa dushie yana tsowa deduk ji yore tsowa chimi tsowa deduk o da chimi tsowa dewa da dunga siye de tene da kante si yongi re siti zamba ane o da Digi chimi dunga kandesi se gore, chimi degi kandesi du gore, siyede ta di tiwa chimburwa ta namji nambi chi chigeji na dires, ta tiwa chisho de chimi dewa kandesi du gore, chimi dunga kandesi se gore, siyede ta namji chigeji na ta di samlo tangsa zo de dires.
So, since it is like this, where this basis that we have, the human body, is not something that is stable, it's not going to remain. As it is said, the end of birth is death. The end of coming together is separation. There are many examples of this. All things that are compounded or composites, all things that depend on causes and conditions, this is their nature. That when something comes into existence, it is going to die. When it is born, it is going to die, and those things that come together are going to experience separation, and so forth. So this is true for all of compounded phenomena, whether they have life or whether they don't have life. So things with a mind, things like plants and so forth, as well as those inanimate objects, are subject to destruction. When they come into being, they are going to be destroyed. And so here, particularly for those that have a mind, those beings that are sentient, so anything that is alive with consciousness, the question then becomes, well, after death, what happens? What is the situation after dying? It's not the case that a person, what we designate on this this sort of set of mental and physical aggregates that make up this life, it's not the case that they become totally non-existent or that this mind is somehow extinguished, but rather there is a continuity to this consciousness. The consciousness that we have has no beginning and there is no end to that consciousness. So the kind of mind that we have will continue to exist through our death. There's not a sort of, again, extinction of that mind for beings that are sentient, but rather continuing through death, we have this consciousness as well as the kind of feelings, the discrimination, the karmic formations that go along with that. So as we will have feeling, the question then becomes, how do we achieve happiness, not just in this life, but in future lives? And how do we extinguish or avoid the suffering we are going to experience in the future? So recognizing that although one is going to have to give up this life, there is a continuity of consciousness that will continue. The sort of focus then becomes, well, how is it that we ensure our future happiness and avoid future suffering?
Oh yeah, that didn't mean that devata dumasina tsuwajira sigore sumarwa devata dumasiti sumare tsuwajira tsuwasiti semjumre semgi namshigi rinji devata dumasiyade that devata dumasiyade ta karasure namshi yinzan that so chimi devata dumasiyade yang semda dewayo, ko sheba yinzang semji da dewayo re. O semgi korwa, semjung tsuwa deduk sidi, tso semji ki korlayo. Da semji da dewayo wa yinzang, da se chimi ani dewa da dunga, tsuwa dewa da tsuwa dunga siye de, ani sukjen, da tse digi, da tse digi, ani semla karsu re, semla gyurje tangi, da sem Tsetigi similar Gyuche Tang Sinamin Takang Darjang Tsetigi Gui Chawala Tene Chimi Tsua Dewade Gui similar Tene Tsetigi Gui similar Tene Gui Semde Rangi Nam Shedan Pa Tene Roa Tsetigi Gewaji Dubaina Rangi Gewa Kaze Dubaina Di Gui Semde Rangi Ta Gesem Giora Gesem Kare Gesem Kateji Dubaina Gui sem kandeji kene gewi chawa kandeji duwa yina yang o di rangi ta tzawi semji yora thongma gyun gewa ngaji tamjala dunggengi semji teta nyamdu pa dene pakjaji mungo da gewa de sem teta dene ani semdi nyamdu ta gewa chimape gewa kazi yina chimi chimase ta gewa thangme bala ma drogi yorwa di mato ani gewa le lakwa jik ta gewa mato bishen Karamoge kare inaya ta gewa jemala dweji yo mare. Gewi sem chikpo ani rangi tzawi sem teta namshie teta lenjegi sem suura ngadu namji lenjegi thongwa mewa ne yobi ani semgi juin teta nyamdu gewa de chikpo ta gewa inare mikiwa ina. Dizo chikpo ta ma drogire ta pentongengi la tziba ina tsewa tsechimala pentongengi la ta gewi sem de chikpo ta ma drogire ma to temingi Jawa Jemala Ota ke kuchi dhruye yo maare Sigur ta namji nganza hapugurwa Ota Tse tila sabi kiwi sanam de chikpo semgi gyunthe ta nyamdu dhugire mato Ani tse tila Tse tila se shabi chopo mangpo se yonayang Su chik ani nyamdu yonthuye yo maare Thituye yo maare Tse tila kale shio jamni Ani ta junur shio sa yena yang tini 충충지에 그예요 말에 제딜라 왕자기 텐도 배저쇼 제니 왕자 소 고사더라 왕자 어 딘데지 왕어 라예나야 왕데 디 점블링로 왕 최쇼데 차예나야 디기 왕자데 세치말라 그예요 말에 딱 가래도 그예요 그랬으나 세치말라 편에데 기위심 직보 독일에 마도 기위심 직보 셈디 남시디 냠도 독일에 마도 현 수직 남시 대단님들 저의 매바 인장 당만도 아니 개와 두개 대양 세치마기 텐도 두기 요아 인장 되니 다 세치미 텐도 되니 아 가르스 그래 치미 대기대 세람 내미 개와라 락 내바 인자 다 세디야무 아 세디라 개와 가제 사투 지에 됐다 에 그대 닝보스 나미도 미우 타르도 됐디레 쪼 됐디레 다 세디라 개와 가제
So then when it comes to happiness and suffering, feelings, these are things that are not like form or matter. Feelings are consciousness. So there's something that is a mental kind of a factor. So recognizing that our feelings are dependent or are actually consciousness and therefore connected with our mind. They're included within our mind and the kind of mental factors that we have. We have a main mind and these mental factors. And so when we think about, well, our future happiness and suffering, how do we bring that about? We have to recognize first that feeling, happiness and suffering are mental states. And so the way that we are able to cultivate, say, happiness in a future life depends upon transforming our mind, on working with our mind in order to cultivate virtuous or positive states of mind. Sort of mixing or integrating that into the mind is what we can carry with us or what we can take with us beyond just this life. So however much virtue we accomplish, however much sort of positivity we develop within the mind, then that is what is connected with this root consciousness, this fundamental kind of continuity of consciousness that continues through previous lives and into future lives. And so this has gone through the kind of countless lifetimes and will keep continuing. And that kind of mental continuity can take on imprints, the sort of flavor of the positive mind states that we have cultivated. And that is actually the only thing that we are able to carry with us after we die. There is, again, this kind of innate, fundamental continuity of mental consciousness that continues past this life. And that carries with it the kind of positive imprints from virtuous actions, as well as those negative imprints from non-virtuous actions, thus leading to our future happiness and suffering. So other than that kind of virtue that we cultivate in terms of mental states, there's nothing else that we can take with us when we die. There's nothing else that we can actually use to benefit us in the future other than the amount of merit, the positive mental states that we have created, the virtues that we have done. So even if in this life we say made many, many friends, we're not able to take even a single friend with us in the future when we go to a new rebirth. And even if we have made a great deal of effort in order to accumulate so much wealth and status and so forth, we can't take any of our physical wealth with us. There's no way that it will benefit us at all in a future life. And we can't take even the tiniest little scrap of what we have accumulated with us. Also, when it comes to, say, you've cultivated a kind of status, a high status, even if you are the most powerful person in the world, nothing about that is something you can take with you into the future. There's no way that that status, that achievement of power, can in any way benefit you in a future life. So other than those positive states of mind, the positive and negative states of mind that will carry on past this life, there's nothing that we can do to ensure our future happiness. So what kind of experiences we have, what sort of happiness we experience in a future life depends on what we have done in the past lives. So here, this emphasizes that it is most important that we try to cultivate these positive states of mind, develop merit, accumulate virtue, because that's really the only thing that we can take with us in the future.
Oh yeah, that means you, nangbi che gi na mi yu zo de che che si gi nangbi che che lai ming kuran che si gi ora che lai de zo jewa chi ma pen che na che si ye de rang yu mo zin bi di ma yin ba che nam jing nan zo nang che si ye jo ra nang gi che chi dang nang gi che si di zan ba nang sem la gyur che ta ye si go ra chi che nang gi che si di zō nāng līgī, līgī jēlāng zō, līgī nāmgyū zō māyīmbā chē, nāng chē siyate, līgī gādū tā tīndē māyīmbā chē, tā chī nāng gī kēpā siyate, chī rō chē, nāng gī chē siyate, kēpā tī mēn rō tā, zō lī, kārso, lī chī chāwālā, chī chāwā sūrē, tā kāngdār jā, nāng gī chē siyate, nāng zō sēm gī, 땡네 죽겨바당 샘기 땡 샘런 규제 땅도 땅에 인정 남비치 남비치스에 띠레 다 디양만이 삼로 땅사데 체치마 편제다 삼로 땅어 죽겨기요레 체디기 내 나자 마용에 땅 체림보당 내 나자 마용에 파르제시에스에 띠데 디기 체도 아니 삼로 땅 땅에 아니 자와 강체바에나 띠체스 최차기요 말해서 제일 최차기 다 강다르냐 치마 편제를 삼로 땅 아주 깨우 충우스 얘기 삼로데 융달 제 치마 편제를 삼로 땅 바지 교육이요 다 제 치마 시디 치미 치마 치미 어딘데 인상 아 치미 제 치미 텐두 아니 아 다 펜 펜도 주비에 들어 개원마도 매바 인상 다 에 개위치에다 에 가르소리다 미유대 세치만 있던 다 디기 텐도 아 다 겨와 죽고리 균제 거래를 했으나 세치만 쓰야 돼 가왔게 맞지 예바 매바 깨네 간다 죽을래 깨 맞지 예바 요 말로 와 어 메디 잠바 다 깨네 가왔래 깨 맞지 예바 메디 잠바 되니 다 디기 규조 마사 규조지 마사바 이나 데토 쓰야 돼 기위 예를 때는 용기 요래 아 전에 승으로 동안 치위 전에 그래서 아니 미기위 예를 때는 용기 요한다 어디다 저디 아 제디 제디라다 기와 기위 예를 때는 다 치미 대두 스나민도 어디다 대와 주비야다 동안 쓰였어요 제디라 기와 gewa tuk tipa paaya di yin zang ta miyu zo di re su ta cheba ji yi na tsechima penja la samlo tangpa ji gu gu yo re su.
So the main sort of objective then within Buddhism, when we talk about Dharma, the practice of Dharma, it's really something that is thinking beyond just this life and about future lives. So first, there is the component that, at least in Tibetan, the way that they refer to Buddhism is kind of inner dharma. So this is really focused on the mind rather than any sort of external kind of behavior or like working on just a physical level, doing sort of austerities or things like that. Instead, Buddhism is focused on the mind and working with the mind, because recognizing that our future happiness and suffering is dependent upon the transformation that we create in our mind. So, fundamentally, in order for something to be a practice of Dharma, we need to be thinking beyond just this life. We're thinking about the future happiness and suffering in a future life. So just wanting to say avoid illness and have good health, have prosperity in this life, if we're working toward those kinds of goals, those practices would not be considered Dharma, because that's not the sort of scope of practice. But rather what we call the being of small scope, a sort of the lowest level of practitioner, is at least thinking about the benefit that their practice will bring to future lives. They're trying to engage in virtuous or positive actions in order to bring benefit benefit because they recognize that other than that, there is nothing that can benefit us in our future lives. So, so why is it? Well, it's because our future rebirth is not certain in any way. It's not as though it's already predetermined, but rather we can only take rebirth based upon accumulating the various causes and conditions. So if we have accumulated negative causes, that will lead to a bad rebirth. And so if we have accumulated positive kinds of causes, we will be able to take a good rebirth in the future. So our situation that we will experience depends on what we are doing in particular with our mind in this life. So if you are a practitioner, at the very least, you are thinking beyond the bounds of this life and getting a good kind of situation in the future.
Oh yeah, that can that the chi mong bo yubi nang ne, that nyamling gi rik dra manda yor, that se chi ma la pen bi nyamling gi rik mong bo yubi nang ne, that sabar du ya, ani that tongba ni gi tuen la lop zhong chi ya, that tue ba chi ya, that sang ba chi ya, that gong ba chi ya, kai chi shu jik. Oh, chang ju gi sim la, 퇴바다 삼바 퇴바다 삼바 제바 점도 마세 장주기 셈라 아니 메바다 로아 딘데지 중나 삼비베 딘바 슈친부 어 여바다 아니 델라 아니 베 기기 체두 아니 람산 장주 셈께 메바인다 딘바 슈친부 여 땅 덴비 권에 아니 디귤라 럼데 여바 디기 규 삽 닝제 친구래 싸와 닝제 친구래 닝제 전보양 간절히 때는 예고를 했습니다. 남기 딸 신승제 동아 잔디기 로제만 많이 받칠 때는 예고를 요한장 어텔 안에 대시기비 딸 망보지 여러 차진 어디서체 아니 미답도 시에 디도 개친 거래 미답도 시 아니 랑기 셈라 제바치에 개친 거래 어다 디도 동반이기 신바치 신 신바치에 장주기 있으면 매바 땜보 깨버치네 매바 땜보다 땜비 통해 뒤줄에 라비에 아니 미다부터 시 어디니 랑게 있으면 답자치에 디 나 개친 거래스
So, then among the various different, many different types of practices that we engage in to benefit ourselves in future lives, some of the most sort of profound and powerful include this practice of emptiness, thinking about the idea of emptiness, contemplating that, and striving to generate an understanding within one's own mind, as well as having a kind of a desire to generate for oneself this attitude of bodhicitta, of wishing to achieve the state of perfect, complete enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And so here, that kind of strong desire, this sort of yearning to be able to have such an attitude oneself, leads you to train in the various causes that can generate such an attitude. So things like developing great compassion, this kind of unfabricated mind in which we genuinely wish for others to be freed from their suffering. And so we need to get rid of a kind of like attachment to some and desire for others, an aversion toward others and so forth, in order to be able to have that sort of attitude towards all. And then there's like investigating impermanence and recognizing that things are not permanent, investigating the nature of our mind and so forth. But the main sort of practices that we should engage in or that are considered to be the most important are coming to an understanding of emptiness, as well as generating or having this desire, striving for developing the attitude of bodhicitta, this wish to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, as well as, again, developing a sort of investigating the impermanence of things and investigating the nature of mind.
Oh, yeah, that's what I like to do with Junzen the Kares. That's what I like to do with Junzen the Kares. 가래인 거 전주 선바 사이 닝복이 전주 선바 주 요라 차제 주 지단도 만 보였다 덴비 콜란나 조조로 참주 선포 주 남기 참바 자연 제레스 참나도지 사인닝보 남겐닝보 군도 삼보스 참주 선포 주지 요로 어디 남기 참주 선포 사인닝보기 아니 상제 좀 된다라 간디지 시레 아니 아 참주 선바 아니 치위 선바 가래 공고레스 아 치위 선바 간데스 치고레스 야다 데다 참주 선바 보고 만조 창마로 와 다 치위 치와 데 치위 깔깡아 신앙다 쇼요라 다 배치월의 신계 미정마 치월의 신계로 다 치위즈 간대치고래 쓰기담바다 깨워지마 간대스 차기 예매 다 신앙요와 인자다 선제 준비된다 전주선부 사인님 뭐 간주시다 전주선부 아니 시위 치위즈는 다 간대치고래 다 전주선부 간주시면 다 전주선부래 다 만조야 딘 나신 직바로 와 만조의 시위잖아 간대 지구를 해서 그 선제 좀 되는데 뒤 나와 아니 다 레알 가르쳐 그래서 다가 예시 곰 무슨 그래 다가 예시 냥을 다 다가 와 시티스 뭐 치가 와서 치기 예시 곰 그래서 그러와 선제 좀 되는데 랭 가르쳐 그래서 다가 예시에서 다가 예시 도스 요 다가 예시 도스지 망보요 말에 뉴뉴래 휴구직만도 얘기 말해 어 다가 예시 도스디 슈크쇼렙지에 아이마이르 어 다가 예시 돔 곰고레스 다가 예시 시디 냥내레 다가미 다 시갈라몰라 예시 곰고레스 다 다가 예시스 막 간데질레 시기레 시디 아니 산제 좀 된대기 로아 아 모보탐 가사 모보탐제 남타베 가사 아 최남라 신남타베 모보메비 두셰크라 ngobo mebi dushe gomus che nam rashin gi nam thabe ngobo mebi dushe gomus di che tam ja rashin gi ma du ba yin zang ani ten tam bi ngobo meba temba du ba mebi dushe gom go re che tam ja la ngobo mebi dushe temba du ba ji ya me na na wa na shi me sam bi temba du ba mebi dushe gom go re o di chik che a chang ju sem da ra te me nin je chen bi dushe gomus da che tam je du na chang ju sem gi na du du yo 간이스나 산제 좀 된다기 최근 제대 시동 숨바 탐제 신심전 탐제 동안에 처리 치도 숨바로와 장주 쌤기 치도 숨바 상제기 치도 어 상제기 치도 장주 상제 두배기 치도 숨바 인장 아 장주 쌤기 나라 뒤월에 뒤와 인장 장주 쌤다 랍 때문에 닝제 침비 두시 공스디 장주 쌤 지시에데 가와래 연구열에서는 아니 닝제 침벌로 때네 연구여다 아니 시간라 몰라 다 미스네 미 인간조로 치가라 몰라 되네 심지한 탐제라 심지한 탐제 두마다 찬데기 삼바 깨고레 세딜라 땅에 투마손 마온바나 깨와 제마들 나 신 심지한 기 두마 장겐지 레 깨와쇼 두마 생겐지라 오 심지한 창레 대바지라 팬도 둥겐지라 심지한 망보지기 디기 둥겐지라 깨와쇼 냐미 딘디스 아니 두시 템바 땅고레스 오 디직체 되네 가르인 거 아, 두시 니바데, 두시 숨바데, 예시 숨바데, 예시 따다가 예시스디, 예시 숨바데, 아니, 아, 체남 랑신 예사웨, 미바메비, 두시 곰스디, 따지, 다진 탕보데, 따지바에, 랑신기 예사와스디, 만족이, 아, 아, 체, 미바, 가르소레다, 아, 만족이 셈미, 셈당 유니가 랑신기 예사와스디, 잠바, 랑신기 마추바, 그런, 동반이 뭐 랑신 동반이 뭐 인장 에 만졌라 템버투비 믹바지 차르기 요래데 템버투비 믹바 요버토지 만지셈 나라 파기는 템버투비 믹바 요버토 샤르기 요래데 딘데 자완니네 요 말에 데메비 두시에 곰스 체남 랑신 회사데 믹바 메비 두시에 아니 어 가사 뒤제 탐제 미답베 차바 메비 두시에 곰스 디제 탐제 미다바 인상 다 지갈라몰라 쓰기 옳다 냥내를 다가올라몰라 오다 내 빈자유 다 빈자들도 가르치고 있는 섬제 차 오다 나라 롱제 망보에 강바다 노름 롱제 망보에 다 디도 가르치고 있나 다 디도는 차 디도 다 자투사 말에 다 나 디도 나라 제위 빈자유 나라 노름 롱제에 섬비 아니 딘데 차가 대바이지 차 대바이나 지기 요말 디도라 미다바 도시에 공고래 나라 빈자유 어렸대 다 디조얀 메바 차야레 니마티 나라 놀롱제 요레테 메바 차야레 나라 년다 담 년다 다 코사 요레테 메바 차야레 모보 탐제 미다바 미다비 라시 인자 ngopo tamche mitabe chakwa mebi dushe gomus da chigala mula kangla ya chakwa meba tseti tseti la chakwa ina ani gyewa jema de yagoji yongi maare sengla tseti nyen la chakwa da chigala mula sengla chigala longje la chakwa nyenja la chakwa o di karisamla da mitabe dushe gomne tseti la oda tseti kandiji ina tamche ngi tajin nasi 깨비 담아 직바 인장 두비 담아 차와 인장 어다 강다자 저리 담아 규바시에 대 인장 아니 미답이 두시에 겁네 강라야 차반맵이 아니 시갈라는 강라야 차반맵이 샘 깨고래서 어디서 그래 아 아니 담아가 봤더니 니 나야 되래 가르쳐 샘이 이시 중위주 상제 신도 마조지 스타 조랑이 샘라 다자 치고래서 샘기 띵네 아니 다 샘기 디바데 사 샘기 디바데 레레레 단페 니모 망보 요레 디바 망보 요레 레레레 사네 샘데 파바 치게기 요 샘데 타나 아니 샘데 상젠 기살 드로게기 요라 만조 류다 샘니 나네 류데 상젠 기살 드레요 마레 상제 상제 시에데 만지 샘데 상제 고로 샘데 인자 샘기 디 샘라 따제 체니 샘기 디바 레레레 사네 샘데 다벌 체네 상제기 요한자 상제 줍사데 셈데 인상 아니 나샤 진도 아니 셈라 다제 체네 셈 디바 셈기 디바 타엘 베젠 치고레서 왔다 딩나데 중소나 아니 다 대돌레 깨와라 태돈 요 말에 쓰고다
아 맞다기 디스망트리쇼 so
yeah 왔다 담보데 인다
That, Changju Sanba Ming Ganga Changi Meba.
Oh, Changju Sanba Ganga Changi Meba. That's why I need to go to it.
Okay. So, here, then.
I'm going to go to it.
Gishila sometimes says a little bit too much for me to be able to hold all of it. The reason that we're talking about these important sort of factors here, so again, when it comes to the time of death, we are all going to face having to die. And so there is within a sutra, the Takayeshe Sutra, and I'm just blanking on the translation name, as well as on the translation name of this particular bodhisattva, whose name is Sai Ningbo, like the essence of the ground, but there's a Sanskrit name. Anyway, it does not exactly matter what his name is in Sanskrit, but rather that in a sutra, he asked the Buddha, this bodhisattva, and again, these high-level bodhisattvas are sort of demonstrating these things for the benefit of us. So he asked, how should one die? What should one think of when one dies? And so this is a question that is pertinent to all of us, because we all have a natural fear of dying. Whether we are ordinary beings like us, or you know, these bodhisattvas are asking this question for our benefit, and so then the Buddha basically responded to Sai Ningbo, this bodhisattva, by explaining these sort of five different recognitions or perceptions that one should generate at the time of death. And now I'm not going to be able to translate them exactly, a little bit too much for me. But so the Buddha explained that one first should meditate on this wisdom of emptiness, of recognizing that all phenomena are not inherently existent. So it is a sort of natural clarity of mind and this lack of inherent existence that we should recognize at the time of death. This is something that one should cultivate at that time, recognizing that all phenomena are not inherently existent or not truly established, although they appear to us in that way. And then the second of these kinds of minds that we should develop is sort of thoroughly being grounded in great compassion, trying to develop this attitude of bodhicitta. So all of the various teachings of the Buddha, we sometimes speak of them as being 84,000 various teachings, are taught for the sake of being able to achieve enlightenment, are really infused with this bodhicitta attitude of wanting to benefit other sentient beings. And so at the time of our death, we too should hold this kind of attitude, be thoroughly grounded in an attitude of great compassion, of wishing that other sentient beings be free from their sufferings. And at the time of death, we may recognize that although we haven't been able to achieve such a level in this lifetime, we want to continue with that motivation of saying, may I be able to free sentient beings from their sufferings in the future. The third of these is sort of like the first recognition or attitude that one is supposed to generate. It says then, the Buddha again speaking to Sayi Ningbo, all phenomena are in the nature of clear light. So one should meditate on this sort of non-objectifying meditative equipoise, recognizing that although, again, phenomena appear to have some kind of inherent existence, appear to be existent from their own side, they are not inherently established. They're not existent in the way that they appear. And so one should place the mind in this meditative equipoise that is non-objectifying, or that isn't taking objects as being truly existent. And the fourth of these is that one should contemplate impermanence. When one is dying, you may have an attachment to, say, your friends or your possessions, these other things, and thinking like, oh, I can't be separated from my friends. I want to be with my family. I want to have these things that I've accumulated in this life. We should instead recognize that all of that is impermanent, as a very core tenets of Buddhism say, that which is generated is going to disintegrate, that which comes together is going to be separated, and so forth. And so here we should recognize that all of these things are impermanent, and thereby place the mind in a kind of meditative equipoise of non-attachment, recognizing that at the time of death, we are not able to hold on to any of those things, and that is their very nature, because they are impermanent, and thereby we should get rid of any kind of attachment that we have toward those things. Again, at the time of death, having that sort of attachment or clinging to those things is not seen as a good thing to have. And then in this answer that the Buddha is giving to the Bodhisattva Sayi Ningbo as to this query about what one should cultivate at the time of death, he says that we also mainly need to investigate our own mind. It is our mind that is the sort of basis, the place where we accomplish enlightenment. Having a pure kind of mind is what is necessary and what is the basis for gaining something good in the future. It's not our body that we are going to use to accomplish Buddhahood, but the site of our work is really our mental, is the mental realm, is our mind. And so with these kinds of contemplations, recognizing the lack of inherent existence, these two verses have a little bit of subtle difference, as well as the attitude of bodhicitta, of holding on to that attitude of bodhicitta, cultivating an understanding of impermanence, and recognizing the importance of investigating your own mind. These are the sort of important points that the Buddha gave in response to Sayi Ningbo's query in this Dakayeshe Sutra.
Oh yeah, that's not too much. She did some by did some lot on it. Don't buy you turn some lot down. Ninja Chambo, Shandin, Shandin Dumdiggy, some lot, Shandin Dumdiggy, some lot. Give a gem, that's a deal at the chumasum, Maran, said Dilla, Tingin Tangmasum, Shandin, Jachambo, Drup to be a Tangin, Tingin Tangmasum. Give a gem, Della Majuna and Kanta that give a gemmy gem, set up Mambula. I was able to get a little bit of a 세제마기 다 담보스마미도 바르실라 참조에 남시에디 남시에디다 디 야고 중에 계시기 남시에디 아니 가르소래 야고 용의 이 말을 나 인전 세 디기 남시에 타마데 치심 타마데 나 기위스면 디에디 개치쇼디 디레소 디이나 개와 제마라 아니 디기 치심데 기위 제바 인전 데돌라야 이야기 아 개바쇼요레스 다 치심데 아니 미기 위센 다 콘도랑다 메나야 콘도사나 다 답베 두자 치갈라몰라 아니 콘도 이어바 땅 딘데기 꺼내 시소나 다 야구메라 콘도 마사나야 양 콘도 메와 된다 나신체니 아 대자기 치바이나 미답이 두시에 마곰바체 아니 니엘라 차 니엔디조야 사송 조양 사송 양나 노르딘데양 사송데 차비 딘저지기 차비 샘당 덴베군에 치워이나 디야 치셈 예몽 인상 아니 제네야 고용기 말해서 딘저 인상 디다 디조 개친 거래 디니 랑기 남샤 진누네 랑기 샘 샘라 떡 따제 챙기 디바 샘기 디바 충전지레 메나야 사 개와 충전지나 줍치에다 오다디 아 딴 시간을 몰라 삼로토에 약쇼데다 디레스
So then, in when it comes to our future life, and at the time of death, the mind at the time of death is seen to be extremely important. So again, as it's explained here, we should cultivate an understanding of emptiness, of the lack of inherent existence of all phenomena. And then develop this kind of attitude of compassion. And at the time of death, having that attitude of compassion, this wish to help and benefit others. So even if in this life we were not able to accomplish a vast benefit to other sentient beings, we should think, well, may I have that in the future? May I have the kind of conducive conditions that I didn't have in this life in order to be able to benefit others? And we shouldn't think of just the next life, but rather hold this as like a long-term goal, thinking that, well, may I continue to be able to develop those skills in order to benefit others over many lifetimes? May I continue to develop such compassion and in the future? And then contemplating impermanence. Again, this is extremely important because, again, the mind at the time of death is considered to be critical in terms of where we will take birth in the future. So having some kind of attachment, whether that is to one's friends and family or possessions, is something that will lead to a kind of non-virtuous mind at the time of death. If we have a good, positive attitude, then we can be guaranteed that we are going to take a good rebirth. But if our mind is negative, then that's going to impact where the mental consciousness takes rebirth, whether it's in the bardo, the sort of in between, or in the future birth. That sort of mental attitude that we have at the time of death has a great deal of influence upon where our consciousness is going to go. So if we, say, have anger at the time of death, that is definitely going to lead to a bad mental state. But even having attachment is something that is afflictive, that is negative. If we see our family and our friends and our possessions and we don't want to part from them, we won't be able to easily move on to that good rebirth. So again, having an understanding of impermanence, a recognition of impermanence, both on a daily basis, contemplating impermanence, as well as at the time of death, is something that is very important. And as for the last point, recognizing as well that our mind is the basis of development, so thereby we should work to eliminate any kind of negativities, even the small ones, and work to develop all sorts of positive qualities. This is the real continual practice that one
is engaged in. Oh yeah, that 가침보세 공돈이 동반이 가침보세 된다기 측되는 말 내기래 더 산인도 대원 직전에 드링래도 오다 돈이기 갑자다 세 되는 말 용기를 했어.
So then if we are going to meditate on emptiness at the time of death, we need to, during our lifetime, then study it and come to an understanding of what that means. And so here we have arrived in the ninth chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, where it's discussing emptiness and how we go about meditating on that. And we may not get to it today, the discussion of the identifying and negating the object of refutation and so forth. Here we are at a point of discussing the benefits of developing such wisdom, realizing emptiness, and so forth. But later, as we go through, we will get into the specific kind of refutation of the object of negation and so forth.
Oh yeah, that kasang ngazu tsikje diin ba shokdam shikje kubju kotuk din ler.
Oh yeah. Minye bin yangde.
Mongbe. Oh, minye bin yangde tu bi lam tu ba. Ta minye bin yangde, minye bin yangde le te bi lam juba ni is, ta minye bin yangde la na sangjen ji kumbang la ore. Yangde le ni yora. Karasore, tingmeng in yangde dang. Tekjeng in yangde siti minye bin yangde. Sangjen kantar ja sangjen na minye bin yangde. Minye ba la di zamba, sipa da shiwa kang la yang minye ba. Nyende da junbi nyangde ji yore de, te shiwa la nebi nyangde roa. Minye bin yangde siti sipa da shiwa kang la, sisi ni ki ta la minye ba. Sipa la minye, sipa la da neki marwa nyangde le da, ta shiwi ta la minye ba. Zang sangjen ki nyangde de ta shiwi ta la minye ba. Nyende da junba tang ji la nyangde yore de, nyen dunga pang bin nyangde yore de, te shiwi ta la neba roa. Oh, minye bin yangde si koden diri. What did you do by the
So here then we had arrived at page 496 in the Tibetan, and this is beginning with verse 52. And this the point that this is under is talking about establishing that this is the path to non-abiding nirvana. So here when we talk about nirvana, and particularly non-abiding nirvana, having passed beyond sorrow, there are two general categories of that. There's a Hinayana kind of nirvana and a Mahayana nirvana. And so here, this non-abiding nirvana is referring to Buddhahood, in that a practitioner or one who has gained this state does not abide in samsara, the cycle of suffering, nor do they abide in the peace of nirvana. As a practitioner, a Shravaka or Pratyeka Buddha, one who is striving for their own liberation alone, abides in this extreme of peace. They have eliminated all of their kinds of obscurations, and thereby are remaining in a state of peace. Whereas a practitioner, a Mahayana practitioner, attains non-abiding nirvana, where they are not abiding in that extreme of peace, and nor are they in samsara, but working to benefit sentient beings.
Oh yeah, that's my tsikjilo. Oh yeah, mongbe dunga jenden du, mongbe dunga jenden du, chakdang jikta le towa. Mongbe dunga jenten tu siti marikbi mongne, marikbi wangi, ani koala korne, ani dindiki koi dunga jenji simjengi tuendu, ani chatan jikta letowa siti zamba ta karsure. Simjen tuendu, ta soso jiwa nam, ani dunga jenji simjengi tuendu sanje jomden deki ta che sumbarwa, o tindu soso jiwa nam pungpo le tembara chakpale, Lenin ji koar kowi tapi ta tungwa tang. Rwa chak tang la di zamba denzingi chapi wangi isi, denzingi wangi, ani koa la kor. Rwa, dinde inzang koa kor, koal koa inzang ta nyi isi rwa, namji nganzo takta da cheta, samsam takta da cheta la di, namji nganzo takta da cheta la na yobar tawa, dendrukdu tawa tela takta, Never Tawajila Cheta Sigura, Tamsam, Tata the Cheta Ni, the Koa the Nyandel, Koa the Nyandel Jan, Koa the Tata, 양대 대 체다 양대 시에 대한 다진 미네비 양대 성경이 양대 대 많이 받체 탱맹이 양대 대 년대기 그 양대 대 체다 어디가래 체비 타라디 시비 제와 체 코알레 제와 가짬 지긴 양대 인상 체 체비 타스 어다 딘데 인상 강달장 산제 좀 된데 이제 동반이 최수에 대 냥 가르침을 했다 동반이 최소 말했다 풍벌을 덴발차비 니몽기 왕기 코와 따따뚱와 땅 니랑남 니랑남들 코위 둥아지 직내 시바께와 채섬라 시디 니랑기 니랑남라 코위 둥아래 직내 땅아 코알라 찌에디 채로 채는 균 채로 채는 디디기도 냠도 삼내티니 탈바짬기 채도 배전 증명 주요라 어디 이게 주인 양대 토벌 체비 체달라 디 딘데 삼로 딘데 꾸네 랑데 아니 양대 토바 있나요 이 체달 공화 쓰기 체달 공화 체달들라 코알라 딱다 양대 팅맹이 양대들라 체달서 어디 저완다 딜라 공화 인자 체비 탈 공화 동에 타니가라 나 동아레스 다 장주 선반남 디 강도야 내기 말레스 가르스 그래 체다라 송기 말레스 따다다 체다 강도야 오탄 이갈레 초와 장주슨 선반남 닝제 왕기 코안네바 두바 주와디니 동니기 대부 인스 다 코안네바 두주와디니 동니 대부 인스 오다 가르스 그래스나 장주선바 파바남 닝제 왕기 코안네바 네바 두바 주와디니 동니기 동반니기 대부레스 다시 동반이 또 매나 아니 어다 애는 뒤쳐 당연 당분 예랑 남 아니 랑직 보 신데 거의 동안에 미스바 인장 아니 레다니 모 왕기 담에 공부한테 담에 막고나 아니 코알라 답이 타는 내기래스 레니 담에 막고나 당진기 왕기 레사네 아니 코알라 얘기래 답이 타는 행기래스 다 담에 고미에 고미한테는 거의 동안에 타네 아니 레닌이 깨와 채던기 아니 시월 내바인자 시위타라 수고 어디레스 아니 차다 직다 레토 와서 어디레 낸다
So then beginning with verse 52 this reads the Bodhisattva's presence in the cycle of existence for the sake of those suffering due to confusion is brought about by their freedom from attachment and fear. This is the result of realizing emptiness. So here, those who are sentient beings who due to their sort of, it says here, confusion, but really this is referring to their ignorance that causes them to cycle within samsara. So it is due to that kind of wrong perception, their ignorance and delusion, that sentient beings are then forced to take rebirth within samsara again and again and experience the various kinds of sufferings. So for the sake of them, bodhisattvas have made an effort to realize emptiness in order to benefit those beings. But like those ordinary beings who, out of attachment to their aggregates, their body and mind, as being truly existent, they, due to the force of the karma and afflictions that they give rise to out of that grasping at a self, they then fall into this extreme of permanence. Now, so here, the sort of terms that are being used here, in the translation I read, it talks about freedom from attachment and fear. And in the commentary, these are likened to these two extremes that are usually translated as permanence and annihilation. So an idea of there being some sort of real, true, permanent existence is the extreme of permanence. And a kind of nihilistic view wherein there is no existence whatsoever is what we refer to as the falling into that extreme of nihilism. Here, it has a slightly different kind kind of connotation. Sentient beings or ordinary beings are said to have fallen into the extreme of permanence or of remaining within samsara due to their attachment to these truly existent aggregates, this truly existent body and mind, or at least they're clinging at them. So due to their clinging or grasping at a kind of self and grasping at that as being truly existent, sentient beings are then in the extreme of samsara, where they continue to cycle and experience suffering. Whereas those terms hearers and solitary realizers refer to those on the Hinayana path who are seeking to cut the continuum of their own suffering. So they are trying to get out of the suffering of samsara, but they're not seeking to benefit other sentient beings. So they then, it's described, has fallen into an extreme of sort of cut off, being cut off. I don't want to use the word nihilism because that's not quite the connotation here, but it is due to their great desire to cut the continuum of their suffering that they then fall into this extreme where they experience peace. They are in that kind of state of the bliss of nirvana, but they aren't helping other sentient beings. Whereas bodhisattvas are avoiding both of those extremes due to the force of their compassion. They don't remain within the extreme of existence. They have extricated themselves from samsara, but yet they don't fall into that kind of extreme of like a Hinayana practitioner, wherein they have just eliminated all of their own suffering and are remaining within this extreme of peace. So it's due to their grasping at some kind of a self that ordinary sentient beings continue to cycle and experience suffering, whereas those Hinayana practitioners, having eliminated that ignorance, are able to achieve a sort of liberation for themselves. But this is again referred to as the extreme of peace.
Oh yeah, tor dinna ta chanchu simba nyerang nam nyerang ki ta lam la lom gen nam dok tu jong ne dok tu pe koala tanda cho chuna sam ni rang duma la misewa koala tanda koala jie de jin nyur tu chero chana sam ba da de chana duma koi duma zo tu ro che to jin che ro ra oda koala koi duma le nyur tu cho ro chana sam bi sim shuk sna mi no ki long di ta nyerang ki lam la long gen ki khasan nam ki ta koi duma che koi jewa che sam ki koala jewa le ya de che sam ki ani shiwi nyang de ten du nye ne Ani lamla loki yores koala dende kechik zamiya yomare nima jiha deyela shene sina mindu denin chogu yomare tabe ngejung shuk chenpul yoda yore ta chanchu senpa nam dile dobde koala jewa lenin chogu yore roa ninje wangi koa neba dhuba di tong di kare ki jebu resina chanchu senpa nam di yongye de lotob yongye de tongni dobi dobji tongni gombi dobji kombi dobji yore am yana toni topi toni topi lo rangi le yoba diki jebu res junzen kare sna ningje chenpo chanju senba ningje chenpo shuk chenpo yena yang koa le ne tubiye de jidang da ningje chenpo re ningje chenpo wangye ane shenden koa le jewa lemba re de yena yang kesi chanju senba le toni topi lo mena ane ningje chenpo shuk chenpo yena yang ne kapo shita re koa le jewa ne kapo shita re esu re kare chani sna junzen kare Tony Toby Lomena, Denzingi, and a Denzing Shukchamber Legate, Denzing Yena, Tay, and Chatan in the Jene, Chatangi Wangi less, and any Koala Jagire, Duma Mambo Jengiris, Duma Mambo Jens on a Chatangi, a Nyamongi, and Leda Nyamongi Wangi, Duma Mambo, and a Koala Jenny, Duma Mambo Sasona, and a Kansam Jenny Chanjusamba, and a Ningji, that rang or Tanga. Tunga mampu tu, tak tindaki, ane koa le, koi jawa lente te syuk cungu lu dongkiri. Rua koa le, kain sana, tunga le, tangzin marigi wangi, ane chatangi loje, di le sana, ane tonyi topi lo mena singurta, di le sana, ini koa le jeni, tunga patu meba nyongyong di, ka koi tunga le miso bade, ane syuk cheru dongne, ane koa le, Sura, that koala jewa leye de la kekchi yore. That tonyi topa yin zang, dan denzin, dan denzin shukchung lu zhong. 텔라 때문에 레다 니몽 니몽 슉충으로 조디 잠바더니 둥아 빠도 매바데 용해 용말은 되니 디기 왕기다 코알 내 투비에 디레스 그래 전주선 봐 코알 녀랑 신배 미스바 매바 기르모 내 투비에 양내 양도 깨워야 돼 돈이 똑비 제불 때문에 충월해서 어디서 다 때는 막 제와들 랑길로나 되게
So here, then again, those that are Hinayana practitioners are unable to bear their own suffering. So they work to quickly get out of this situation of samsara. That's their motivation, is that they want to be able to eliminate those suffering results that come about from grasping at a self and then the afflictions and karma that one accumulates. And so striving to be freed of those suffering results, a practitioner of the Hinayana vehicle is one who is striving for their own peace. They don't want to have to remain within samsara for any longer than necessary. They're trying to get out of that as fast as they can. So as it says here in the root verse, the bodhisattva's presence in the cycle of existence for the sake of those suffering due to confusion is brought about by their freedom from attachment and fear. So their freedom from fear, a Hinayana practitioner has this kind of fear toward the sufferings of samsara. They don't want to have to experience any of those sufferings in the future, and so they're trying to get out as quickly as they can. But for a bodhisattva, due to the force of their great compassion, as well as their understanding of emptiness, again, it says this is the result of realizing emptiness, they are not remaining within samsara, although they are taking rebirth such as to be able to help samsaric beings. Bodhisattvas are those who, because they have eliminated this grasping at true existence, grasping at some kind of a self, they're no longer engaging in various afflictions, attachment and aversion that then creates, that then impels them to engage in karma, which will in turn lead to the future sufferings of samsara. Instead, they are unable to bear the sufferings of sentient beings, and as such, they're not attached to samsara. They don't want to experience the sufferings of samsara, but they're also free from this kind of extreme of fear, wherein they are just trying to get themselves out as quickly as possible, and thereby acting in a way that sort of disregards the needs of other sentient beings. So based upon recognizing the countless sufferings of sentient beings who are cycling within samsara, they then, out of the force of their compassion, choose to remain within samsara. And this is the result of emptiness. So if one were without that kind of realization of emptiness, you would have to continue to then experience the sufferings of samsara and would have fallen into that kind of extreme of attachment to samsara, of a sort of permanence. Or if you are so overcome with your own experiences of suffering and want to get out of them as quickly as possible, then you fall into an extreme of annihilation where you want to just get out as quickly as you can.
Oh yeah, tindrin zanta ta karso le tindrin zanta de ton chwa teni gi ton ni kom 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 ye de ta khe chim re se o dis ta kham dar jang ton ni kom ba ta chana chanju sem ba ina ya ta nam ji ngan zo chanju gi sem chanju sem ba ina ya chanju gi sem nyam ye yo ra ti khare chim ni nyam ge de khare sin na ong bo tu bo de zo nyam gi yo ra ong bo nom bo chanju sem ba ong bo nom bo chanju sem nyam gi ma re ning ji chim bo ya nyam 다디냠이야데 가르쳐를 했으나 아니 돈님도 마도 바인상 냠기요레 돈님 마도 바인상 아니 레닝기 샹왕도 추 덴징제기로 와 덴징제용디 덴징이야나 디기 탐비 아니 주미 이제기 차단레기레 차단레용디 디니 아 디기 레사니데 코와게 아니 코위 동아랑젠라 미세바 미세바 슈크침부께네 오다네 아니 녜라 마랑 동아 미세바 인상 마랑 녜라 셴심제 탐제 dunga thaya thawa tha cheba dile rangi dunga de nge la tha ge ge thu samme dine rang ji bo shin de de nge ge lo de ge ge yo ro wo din zang a tong ni to ge lo da cha na da chang ju sen ba ani ko yi dunga rang zen ba la mi su ba de ani ge ne dine shi wi ta la dung ye nyerang na shin shiwi talat tungwa de yonggi yore esu da.
So then, if one is without this realization of emptiness, there can be the degeneration, the degrading of one's attitude of bodhicitta, this wish to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And that, again, comes only from not having realized emptiness. And so they often speak of those who are generating bodhicitta as being of dull or sharper faculties. So those who are of a bit duller faculties are maybe not able to realize emptiness. And if they have not realized emptiness, although they are striving to cultivate great compassion and this attitude of bodhicitta, due to that lack of realization will give rise to grasping at true existence, grasping at a self, and due to the force of that give rise to the various afflictions of attachment and aversion, and thus accumulate karma and thereby experience all of the sufferings of samsara due to being under the control of karma and the affliction. So, although they are abiding, so without that kind of realization of emptiness, of a bodhisattva who is experiencing all kinds of sufferings within samsara, may give rise to this idea of like, well, you know what, I am experiencing so much suffering, I need to take care of myself first. And thereby they their attitude shifts from one of wishing to benefit all sentient beings to really being wanting to take care of their own suffering first, and thereby falling into this extreme of peace, whereby they become like a Hinayana practitioner.
Oh yeah, that didn't my lo show that the data on your cholani, didn't you that Tarba turn to Ningenji, not that Tony Gomgur, yes, a tamba de. The data on your chol, Tomba Nichola, Sunjin Bani Tema is, Tomba Nigi Chola, City Tomba Nigi, that our shepherd teller, Annie. Sunjinbani tema is the Genji Cheba in the Tegi Mares, Tena Tetum Missa or Tombani Gomba Chas, or that Tetum Tony Gombore is.
So then, verse 53 continues reading the verse. Thus, since no refutation can be produced with regard to emptiness, there is no doubt that realization of emptiness is to be cultivated. So here, when it comes to the side of emptiness, or the understanding of emptiness, there is no logical kind of refutation. There's no refutation that can be made of that. And so, without a doubt, one should cultivate that understanding, that realization of emptiness.
Oh yeah, that is the moment of loss. That is my question. Nyemo shiji jiba mimbi nyembo tongba ni is nyemo bada shiji jibi mimbata mimbata travita nyemo bada shiji jiba tizuki meba suegi nyembo de na tongba ni res o tinje inzang nyudu tamje chemba tebe teni chita gome jes nyudu sanje nyo kumba nyudu top denge jiyena na tongi chita kareche ni gomgi mare kaisna mim shiji sanje sanje bala shiji jiba pangore shiji jibi nyembo de tongba ni Kombi loteres, o tindinzo, nyu du sanje se, nyu du tamje chen tepe, teni chita gomijes, o tira.
So then we'll just keep reading the verses because they're not there's nothing that's too difficult to understand here. So in 54 it says, the antidote to the darkness of afflictive obscurations and cognitive obscurations is the realization of emptiness. Why do those who desire to attain omniscience not swiftly cultivate it? So emptiness acts as the antidote to this darkness, the darkness of our afflictive and cognitive obscurations, those obscurations that need to be removed in order to achieve the state of omniscience, the state of Buddhahood. And so anyone who wants to attain such a state, why would they not swiftly cultivate it? Why would they not develop this antidote that acts to eliminate those causes that lead to the various obscurations?
Oh yeah, that ten do not say that to your mother. Yeah, I'm not this one, but that the name of Chen Yemo, but that she did not want to share your time. The chamber to the teacher, when you ministers, seven. That she did. 사변이 여러와 니몽건 교수들이 당만도 하고 그래 공로 사연이 샘마지와 송계 공로 시디 나도 하고 그래 대자 시디 배 랑라 떼봐 어 디저 니몽건 교수리 다 디저 기에 그 니바스 나미도 사변지 여러 다 파 문도 맞추고 단단 맞돌은 공조 면도 주요 말에 이나야 공조 사변도 대대요 그 공조 기획이 사변도 니바네 어디 니몽기 사변당 니몽원주 공조대 니몽원주 체 아니 공조 기획이 단단 맞지길라 공조대 마 면도 맞추어 대대 니바지요라 공조 기획이 니바 어디라 사변이었을까 다 시집시에도 간다질라 쓰기로 했으나 어 시집시에도 That to don't need dancing than the shitty race or a tangue shitty city dancing than the new more and new more than you dancing kiegi new basinami to dilla sapiens new monk sapi. What did the summer? Any to domagi shitty in a young that to domas or a dash randy was in the ticket. That shitty gisapin that tangue la shitty when you are done sapini or shitty gisapin the country la cigarettes. 댄징기 다 녀몽기 파자디조레 대자기 파자 대자기 사변당 파자니를 개발해버려 댄징기 사변당 댄징기 파자 사변시디 파자를 띠지 라바 레라와 뽕에 레라와 파자시디 답해 뽕에 가쇼들 대자기 파자 대자기 사변 개발해버려 대자기 사변스는 띠지 레라와 뽕에 파자시디 당 안조다 마서 막이 티마다오지 빼나 두기 릭도지에나 캄바나라 두기 릭 두코란다 두지 두기 릭지다 캄바 포바다오지게 네지기 나라 여바이나 두코란다 두기 릭 로마데다 땅 문주로아디 마유샤 두기 로마데 포바나 마유 문주기 체드 다 두기기 제 니버도 잡바도지 파기라 괴대에나 데 사벤데서 사벤기 체드 두기에기다 다 파기 팀한테 다둥이야 팀하지 대여라 두기 로마다 되서 마 유네 다둥이야 팀하지 대여라 디 밥자기 쳐다보들 다 강달자 신동지라이나 신동기 야가 되서다 응원주대 체 야가다 로마다 마기 짜와대 사변대 체 마기 짜와 사이띵라 이비 봉보이 도도지여라 디 사변기 쳐다보지 다 사변대 빵나야 다른 디 나라 두기 신대기 밀어내기 팀마당 단도 대에나 이 박자대 어디 나 신천이 시집기 박자대 니몽기 시집기 사변스나 아대 시집기 사변이 니몽기 박자 타르투 받는다 쓰기 오래스 다 시집 면주니 다 맞도 투이 차지요라 덴버 투가 나이 차라 맞도 투와 투낭지 어디 시집 면주와 채 디 시바 말에 투낭데 낭와데 덴두기 낭와데 시집 면주와 덴두기 덴징기 박자대 덴징기 박자대 시집 이게 사변되지 시집기 사변 아 시집 연주와대 덴징들라 낭위 니난 추바들라 덴징 연주와스 어디 디 디니기 개발요
Okay, so here, there is one thing in the commentary to the verse 54 that is important. So in the Tibetan commentary, this is on 498, where it says that, well, as for the seeds of cognitive obscurations, these are the sort of ultimately the imprints of afflictions. And so, and then the manifest cognitive obscurations is that... mistaken appearance, that part that appears as truly existent. So here, we need to make these distinctions. There are also slight distinctions between the various philosophical schools, which makes it a little bit difficult. But in terms of our afflictions, let's first take our afflictive emotions. There are those that are manifest, and then there are the sort of seeds of those, and then we have the imprints of those. And there are going to be a slight difference between the seeds and the imprints. So say when we have something like attachment and anger, when we are actually angry, that is a manifest affliction. We are actually experiencing it. But at that time when it is not manifest, we have the sort of seeds of those various afflictions, which is the potential to give rise to those afflictions. So maybe although we are not angry now, we have the seeds. We have the kind of ability to give rise to that anger in the future. Now, for the lower kind of philosophical schools, they would say that the cognitive obscurations also are included in the grasping at true existence, but there's differences then when we get to the Prasangika school and how they understand the cognitive obscurations to be different from the afflictive obscurations, and these are the sort of obscurations that prevent us from attaining the full enlightenment of Buddhahood. So here, when it comes to our afflictive emotions, we can have, again, those that are manifest, like being attached to something, and those that are in the form of seeds. And then when you have, so the seeds are the sort of potential to give rise to that affliction in the future. And then we have what are called the imprints of those, which are even more kind of subtle than that. So say you have like the leaves of like a poisonous plant in a container. If you have those seeds, those would be like the manifest, or sorry, those leaves and so forth of this poison. That would be the manifest affliction. And then say you've tossed out all of those leaves and stuff, but there's enough of the kind of remnants of that poison to actually still have the power of the poison in that vessel. Those would be like the seeds. And say then you clean out that vessel, but there's still like a kind of a stain or a smell that's left over from that poisonous plant that was in there. That would be like the imprints that are left over, these predispositions or imprints. Or say we could use the example of a tree to try to make this more clear. Like the branches and leaves of a tree are like our manifest afflictions. That's what's above ground, it's manifest. Underneath, you have the roots of that. Those are like the seeds of our afflictions. There is the potential to give rise to manifest afflictions. Now, if you remove the roots of that tree, you may still have sort of like a smell, a stain left, and those are like the imprints. And so when it comes to then our cognitive obscurations, the cognitive as it says here, the seeds of the cognitive obscurations are ultimately the imprints of our afflictions. And so the kind of imprints of the afflictions are the seeds, the seed sort of level cognitive obscuration, whereas our manifest cognitive obscuration is that part of mistaken appearance, wherein things appear to us to be truly existent. So that's the kind of way that we should understand the difference between manifest seeds and imprints with regard to afflictive emotions and then cognitive obscurations.
Oh yeah, that pindin da da DJ la ten do na da ton yi ten la ta pa ke ke yo mares ten la ta de te komba mi cha wo shi na di mares ton yi la ta ke yo mare dan zi la ta mares ton yi tu nga shi wa che ba yin san te la ta ko yo mare dan zi de tu nga che ba che ba yin san dan zi da ten zi ni de zo tu nga che ba che ba yin san di zo la ta mares ta kang da jang nam ji ton yi la Tip Combo Mijo Shena did Norris. What I'm going to much as ever tell a talk what you know, Tony to much as ever tell a chita, Jibachita jess. Mobo Kanshi Sinamindu, that Tenzing down, Tanzing to much ever chiba in some tell a talk what you know, whoever is. Temba Yinayan, tell a talk what you know, Jigitusna, Temba Yinayan, Tony la talk what you were, Jigitusna, Yanta Maracaresina. Tongbani do not shoot a chipper, do not shoot a chipper till a tapa jiggy, your mares. Tapa jenna dancing the dancing like jig or a tick, caressing it to my jiggy, 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 until a tower is, or that's a gate and that.
So, So then, in summary, it says that it's not right for us to then fear meditating on emptiness. So really, we shouldn't be afraid of emptiness, but rather we should be afraid of the kind of grasping at true existence, this grasping at a self that is the source of all of our various suffering. So it says in 55, let fear appropriately arise towards something that produces suffering. But since realization of emptiness pacifies suffering, why should it be dreaded? So really, when it comes to it, we shouldn't have some sort of fear toward meditating on emptiness, but rather we should have fear or sort of trepidation toward our grasping at things as being truly existent, or a grasping at things as having some kind of a self. That's what really should be fear-inducing for us, because the realization, the wisdom realizing emptiness is what pacifies the cause of samsara's suffering.
Oh yeah, that is it. 주어였나 다 가래에 토라 인지 민지기 전주 리우 구바 꼴라 고마레 동반 얘기 꼴라 고마레.
So we will stop there for today. And if anyone has any questions about anything, it doesn't need to be related to the ninth chapter here or what we've been talking about today, but anything whatsoever. Yeah.
Why would somebody have fear of emptiness?
고선.
근데
미지기 가래체네 동니라 작밭기 얘기를 해.
어디 동니라 작밭기 쓰디 다 동니기 된셔디 담바 아코 낭바래 동니라 작밭기 얘기인데 좀 낭제 예비 맞아 줍달라 로짱 따둑라 삼로쇼 당겐딘데 로아 다 변다 줍당 오만년데 대비 줍당마위 강사들도 꼭 따둑라 Junzen Sunne, Tatula Jangba, Nangbaya, Kiwangaji, Kelengi, or any Kunjo, the legend, Ajanza, Tatula Kiva, Tigan, Tainayam, Tombaniki, Tawa Sheyon, Dizamba, Tombaniki turned the Yapuchi Kuamaniwa, and he got a chetam the Rashingi, Yomare, Siegi, Rashingi, Meba, Siede. 다든자는 많이 받아서야지 딘데기 딱 고할래 용디 랑신기 매바 랑균년에 매바 시디 딜라 삼로 땅 용디 삼바 최탐제 랑신기 매나 아니 최탐제 매바 산제 좀 된다기 최탐제 매바 순두아 삼예스 소도 디이나 아니 산제 좀 된다 최탐제 매바 이나 아니 레균대야 매바 차기도 브라 딱 시에디야 나 시에디야 매바 차도 딱 딱 매나 아니 레 챙겐기 제바보 매바 아니 대부 대두기 레 제바보 매바 대두기 대부 남이 대부 둥아 대둥 용겐기 강사야 매바 아니 뭐부 탐제 매바 차용디 매바 요 말에 생겨도 저 고용디 되니 가르스 그랬다 딱 매나 나 매바 차서나 되니 갈로 왔다 다시 믹스하기 딱 렌트치야 민두 있으면 샘라 갈라 남기고 이제 쉬어요라다 상쟁기 숨을 깨워나 지다 다 요르세데 이제 다 톱에 갈라 딘디지 고용디 담바티니 로유라 마셔나 저 차기 요레스 렌젤라 이 마치어 소도 군조로 상쟁 군조로 이 마치어 소도 아니 뭐 다 상쟁 군조로 이 마치어 이 로타도 데 로타도 깨기 요라디 신나요 오 당할 로타 딘디지 깨나 Pesaga, Tinning Manyawala, Tungires and the Lendel, 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 Lopa Tower, and the Tinning Yawala, Tigris and Shinan, did you know your issue?
So, here, in terms of those that would give rise to a kind of fear at hearing these teachings on emptiness. So this is referring primarily to those who are Buddhists, who would accept the three jewels and accept an idea of karma, cause and effect, and accept past and future lives, and so forth. But for whatever reason, this is something where when they hear the teachings on emptiness, and they hear this description of phenomena, of all things not being inherently existent, for them, they kind of fall into a misunderstanding of that, thinking that the Buddha is teaching that nothing whatsoever exists. And so if you have a foundation that is Buddhist, where you believe in karma, cause and effect, you believe in past and future lives, you believe in the three jewels and their ability to act as a source of refuge, if you then come to an understanding that a lack of inherent existence means like total non-existence, they may continue down this path of thinking like, well, if this I, if this self doesn't exist, then who is it that is going to experience the ripening results of the karma that I have created? And you might come to think, well, then there is no coherent presentation of karma, cause and effect. And so if I don't exist, then there are all of these problems such that karma can't exist. And if that doesn't exist, then there can't be the three jewels and so forth. And so for them, it can actually lead to a kind of undermining of the faith that they had, that their sense of karma working coherently and the three jewels being a source of refuge, for them they come to sort of lose grounding and faith in that, due to this wrong understanding of emptiness, and that could be really fear-inducing. Does that?
지당 디르다 또 지당기 디르다 동반이라 짜세 다 강사 제자 소소라야 강자 강사 제자 소소라야 아 동반이 라 다 제직도 다제 제 고미용디 잠바 아니 나 세지 된다 남들라 나 하예 나예 섬기요라 아니 강점제지 동반이기 되는라 삼로 땅땅 각자라 삼로 땅땅 아니 다든자 강점제지니 각자 차로 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 손이 각자 참혹해 용기 다지 나 유해섬에도 땅 남매가 톱자곱자질은 나 악성 선비야 천왕 신앙 수월했다 신앙 죽친 보면은 신앙이 천왕지 내기요 해서 이 가르래 했으나 아니 먼저 제 잠전 체제라 세라 차 담기 잠전 체제였으면 콩다 당부 동반이 따와 당부 니디 잠바 아니 디데스다 네마이는 저와도 소소소 샤라 메땅 아니 배를 쓰고 있다. 아니 칼라스 오르라. 다 칼라스에 연하면 차 잠전 체제 공랑 아니 탑질 메딘데스 게스다 딘데다 요마라 신기 메타오라 신기 메딘데 땅이 동반 얘기 되나 신기 다 차도 꼬기요라 메땅기 땅이 동반 얘기 되나 삼로 땅기 땅이 제레스 모른다 로지로 아니 감자는 저전에 동반 얘기 되는데 차로 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 삼로 땅에 대 차로 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 선 감자는 저전에 각자 대 캐 동반이 가짜 랑신지 투바 태용디 나 시에들라 삼로 땅용디 나나나 삼디 나 랑신지 투비 가짜 참모데 나 랑신지 투바 태용디 강잠 저진의 공기 투나라 아 나 매바 차서 삼데 나 매바 차서 나 로브르도 덕자국 자러지라 나 당보다 유해서 안 덕자국 자질라 딱 동바 동장도 가르스 그랬다 만조다 마선나 나 라비 소조 채용디 심라 칼로 나한테 저지 랑레스 남자들랑 땡각이 공하수라 딜라라이디 오 찌게 메버레민두 찌두 섬섬도 타녀도 여바데 디니녀스 디메나 타녀도 여바 각자 캥니 타녀도 여바데 마녀나다 나 남자데 레기요레스 찌캄 메와 차스무스 다 각자데 캥니 동반이 또니 타녀도 여바지 녀소나 니니 신앙 남자데 요 말레스 보디양 디게르소솔레
So that's kind of a general sort of reason why one could generate a fear in relation to an understanding of emptiness. But there's also sort of individual experiences with this kind of fear that, or a sense of fear that could arise in relation to meditating on emptiness. So when in the course of a lifetime we are contemplating this idea of emptiness and reflecting and meditating on it and getting to a point where we are refuting the more and more subtle sort of object of negation and recognizing that such an I as it normally appears to us doesn't actually exist, there can be kind of a moment of fear in this. The same kind of... So there was a student of Lama Tsongkhapa's who was a great meditator and one of the authors of the textbooks at Sera. And so actually there's a story about him when he was contemplating emptiness. So he's like in his little meditation hut in Tibet. And so back then when you are going to boil some tea or something, you would have to make a little fire and you couldn't just like turn on your gas stove. And so he's got his little fire going and he's boiling some tea and he's trying to think about emptiness. And as he is getting to a more and more subtle kind of understanding, negating this more and more subtle object, this sense of an I, an I as being inherently existent, he gets to a point where he's refuted this really subtle object, had an understanding of the lack of inherent existence of such an I. And at that point of realization, there's like a total emptiness that comes about, like this sense of I don't exist. And at that point, there was like a feeling of almost falling into emptiness, this total emptiness. And so it says that he like grabbed at his own shirt sort of to like stop him from falling into this like void this void. And at that point he had a realization of there's not total non-existence, but conventionalities do exist. I'm right here. I can feel myself here. So when there is that sense of like total emptiness, when you have refuted that object of refutation, that void can bring up a kind of sense of fear, of being scared at that total lack. But when one has the understanding that conventionalities do exist, it's not a total non-existence, that sort of balances that out, that fear doesn't remain. But when one is in the process of doing this kind of meditation, at least based on this particular practitioner's experience, we can see that it is, it can give rise to a really strong kind of fear.
Thanking.
Yeah, we'll get to it too.
This can not be related to the thing, but did Buddha really teach about
pure rain from created by
the Dakshin Kola?
Dakshin Kola Mambosung Yola, Dang Tangi Mindu. Dakshin Kola, 지난 다신기 걸 망보 승요라 다루와 답이 대화 전기 신 보달라이 신다 와미 다 답이 신다 만다 어떤 내 만다 만다 간대 두 간대기 신세로 자활 공비 자활 참바 공비 신이요로와 오 오민기 신세로
이 코로에 내나르베
이도 코로와 말해 다신기 시디 잠바 코로와 말해 코로와 시디 때는 마다벌레니 왕기 중앙 장장로와 강사다 내다 답이 신스디 레닌제 왕기 중에 지에 요마레 정말 멜람당 기위 자위 떨레 중에 샤다레 해서 그래 그나 동아 요마레
So, yeah, the Buddha taught a great deal about pure lands, and in particular that pure lands are, as you could say, places that come about due to the power of prayers. So this is something where in a pure land, one, it is said that one is able to actually receive teachings from the Buddha and more quickly give rise to various realizations within one's own continuum. These various kinds of what we call the grounds and the paths of the Mahayana, this is something that one can traverse very quickly in a place like a pure land. So the thing is, though, one is not going to be born in a pure land merely by thinking about, oh, well, that place sounds really nice, there's no suffering there, I'd like to get to a place where there's no suffering. But rather, it is out of the force, the strong force of the desire to be of benefit to others, that one is able to take rebirth in a pure land, because that is, you're so strongly committed to being able to benefit others that you want to develop the kind of realizations and qualities that are most able to be of benefit to them in the quickest possible way. So this is something that is not considered to be of samsara. Taking rebirth in a pure land is not due to the force of karma and afflictions, but rather is solely brought about by prayers and positive intentions, virtuous actions. And so a pure land, the Buddha describes many different kind of realms and lands within his teachings. And so this is, again, something that, yes, the Buddha did teach about, but it's sort of like a place for the development of practice. And one is only able to take rebirth in such a place due to a really strong aspiration to be of benefit to others. It's not out of a desire to eliminate one's own suffering as quickly as possible.
Oh yeah, that kind of that. That didn't mango your the devotion. Since you have been making the devotion, like you know, you have been like you to near like Gandhi, like you know, you chamba chawa chamba kumbi singre, chawa chamba kumbi like you. That kind of namjin lama mangboji Gandhi like you know, just some kind of that. Ani kedu kumbuja that lama mangboji Gandhi la Gandhi. That Gandhi la just tapa tungi wa chosu di Gandhi la just kunji tu gan. She did a book in Los Angeles, said that Japanese, she was a candela, you get it.
So these are discussed frequently. There are various sort of different realms that the Buddha spoke of, like the Oba Megi Karina. The Sanskrit names are escaping me. So Amitabha's pure land of Sukhavati, where we speak about land of Ganda and the land of joy, where Maitreya resides and so forth, like the 100 deities from the land of joy that we recite about Jelama Tsongkhapa emerging from the heart of Maitreya in that pure land. And so these are realms in which one is able to develop very quickly in terms of one's practice, and they are something that one is able to attain through having a really strong aspiration. So making aspirational prayers, having that kind of motivation, making those stainless prayers, and then having this strong desire to be of benefit to others is what leads us to be able to be born in such a realm. One doesn't necessarily have to have had a realization of emptiness or be at some particular stage of development, but by taking birth in such a realm, one is able to progress very quickly through the development. And so really the most essential is having that strong desire to be of benefit to others.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, mandala offering. Sajipogi.
Swift return of Geshe Sopa Rinpoche. Supreme Teacher, who sees and explains as it is, dependent arising that pacifies fully the mind that sees subject and object as dual, all accomplished one, please bestow good fortune here. Losan, Victor, who spreads the life force of teachings held in the tradition of 17 pandits, skilled land and snow charioteer with your lineage, please bestow your blessings to accomplish our prayer. The four kayas achieved, you spontaneously accomplish the welfare of ourselves and others. Armed with patience, you spread teachings of the sun's friend. Peerless Venerable Guru, we beseech you. As Buddhist teachings decline, little left behind, just common words for explanation and practice, you hold Dharma scriptures and realizations.
possessor of true meaning, please quickly return. By study and reflection, you cross the ocean of sutra and tantra subjects hard to fathom. Endowed with correct view, samadhi, and ethics, noble, virtuous teacher, please quickly return. By the infallible two truths of existence, and specifically due to the activities of Hayagriva and the protector Chamsing, may this heartfelt request be quickly accomplished.